Last night I took a quick look at the readings for today just to get prepared in advance, and I saw this gospel clearly an encouragement to be ready for the coming of the Lord, a message of vigilance. And I, associating it with the readings we've been having, remember that the reading on Sunday was render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, to God what belongs to God. So this distinction between the earthly goods which are of relative value but not lasting value, and then things of God which last. And then yesterday the parable about the rich man who collected up all his possessions and then died that very night. And this seems to me, it goes along the same lines of distinguishing between the relative value of things here and the lasting value of things there. There's nothing like death to make clear what's really important, right? When we die, it becomes obvious to us the relative importance of things that we leave behind. Not that they're unimportant, but they're no longer important when we die. And then when we get this perspective. Well, after I looked at this, I received a message on my phone from the Bishop of Alaminos, my bishop, alerting, he has a little messenger group for all the clergy of Alaminos, announcing the death of Bishop Enrique Macaraeg, the Bishop of Tarlac. So, and here I'm thinking about this matter of being ready to die, and then all of a sudden I get this news about Bishop Enrique, who died unexpectedly, died of a heart attack. Now, before I was thinking about the bishop, I was thinking about the attack in Israel just over 2 weeks ago now. But remember, the shocking news there was that people are still in bed, and all of a sudden, you know, hundreds of terrorists, you know, cross the border and start killing people. And you say, a lot of those people just died. They were in their sleep. They were in bed, or they just got up and heard a commotion, and then they got shot. It's still shocking, the suddenness of that terrorist attack in Gaza and Israel. And ever since then, I mean, the whole world has been horrified at the news of that original attack and then the repercussions that are disturbing the area to this day. So this idea of death coming so suddenly, so unexpectedly, Jesus says that the master can come in the second or the third watch, meaning could come in the middle of the night. Who knows? This morning I got more news about Bishop Macaraeg. He was playing basketball. He's from Pangasinan, he's from Malasiki, and I don't know the whole story, but I mean, he went back to his hometown. The clergy typically on Mondays, they take a little day off. So he probably took a day off, went back, played a little basketball, and he had a heart attack. And he died. 67 years old. I said, wow, it's another one of these shocking deaths that becomes an example of what Jesus is talking about here. Be ready all the time. Be ready all the time. Now, Jesus puts it in a very positive way here. The arrival of the master from the wedding, the arrival of someone who's on your side. He even says something really surprising here. He says, if you're ready, when he comes, he's going to gird himself and have them recline at table and proceed to wait on them, as if the reason why the master comes is to serve. So he's putting this arrival of the master in the most positive sense. It's a great thing. When the master comes, it's a great thing to have someone who's on our side and who wants to give us more arrive and give us more. Now, it changes our perspective of someone who dies suddenly on a basketball court. We say, what a terrible thing. He just died and he was in the middle of the game and he's leading his diocese. And well, sounds terrible from this side, but it's not terrible from God's side. So that's always a way to get perspective. That's the perspective that even a sudden death should give us. Well, then I was looking at the little account of today's saint, Saint Anthony Mary Claret, and I discovered he died at age 62. So all these bishops, they die in their 60s. I don't think he died suddenly, but he was in his ministry. He had been Bishop of Cuba. When he was in Cuba, there was an assassination attempt. You know, he was stabbed. I think he got cut in the face. Anyway, he survived that one. He was called back to Spain, and he was going about his ministry, and then there was political turmoil, and he had to go to France, and that's where he died. So after a very fruitful life, I mean, he was an extraordinary man, St. Anthony Mary Claret. He was a very gifted a preacher and a leader and a pastor, a very energetic guy, founder of the Claretians. Well, after all this that he did, he died. And the question of death is not, what did you do all those years, or what did you do all that time, or what were you doing? Are you playing basketball or in exile or wherever? The question is, were you ready when the Lord came? Were you ready? It's a challenging word. Can seem a little bit intimidating, but it's meant to be an encouraging word. Not just, are you ready, but get ready, because something great is coming for us. An unexpected blessing is on the threshold. Today's first reading helps us get the big picture here. Here's Paul. Now, this is a letter to the Romans, and it's a long reflection, a theological reflection on the way we're saved, the way we're justified by faith in Jesus Christ. In this section, he sets up the contrast between sin and grace. The problem is sin. We think death is the problem. Well, death is the fruit of sin, right? Sin ushered death onto the picture, and that's why death is such a problem now, because sin is such a problem, and being cut off from God is to die. So that's the problem. And he says, well, death came into the picture, and we're all descendants of the same man under this curse of death, the one man. He's talking about Adam. And so inasmuch as this one man sinned, and all of us are affected by that sin, original sin, we call it, we're all under this curse of death. But then, as bad as that sounds, along comes grace through the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, a new Adam. And Paul's main point here is that as bad as sin and death were, grace and justification are much, much better. So one of the lines that is a good summary of this, where sin increased, grace overflowed all the more. So no matter how bad you want to describe the situation of life in this world, terrorists, people dying suddenly on the basketball court, people trying to assassinate bishops or whatever bad thing you want to talk about, and there's lots of them, no matter how much sin increases, the story is still not a bad story, because grace is even greater than the increase of sin. Where sin increased, grace overflowed all the more. The grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, the grace of the Savior, the victory over sin and death is so great that by comparison, sin and death, which looks so terrible to us, is really nothing. When people get to heaven, they're not worried about sin and death. They're just rejoicing in the gift of life. And that's what St. Paul is trying to make clear to us. So as we reflect on this encouragement to be ready, we do so with this ultimately very positive understanding of why we want to be ready and why it's possible to be ready. Because of Jesus Christ. Because of his victory. Because of the grace he has won for us. Grace so great that it's more powerful than sin, no matter what our worst sin might be. And no matter what the worst sin in the world is, grace is more powerful. It's more powerful than death. Even the worst death story that might come to us or you might hear about in the news, Jesus' victory over death is much greater. So with that understanding, we entrust ourselves to the grace and the mercy and the power of Jesus Christ. And that's what makes us ready for his coming for us. Coming for the coming of the Master on his return from the wedding. Well, the master wants to share with us his own life, his glorious, joyful life.